Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about real money moves. Today, we're diving deep into Delta Airlines, ticker DAL. And this is a full comprehensive look covering everything from how the business is running to where the valuation sits right now. Delta has been flying high lately, with premium cabins and international routes really carrying the momentum, even as fuel prices refuse to cooperate. The latest quarter showed revenue jumping 14%, while they still beat earnings estimates and kept the full-year outlook intact. That kind of resilience in a high-cost environment tells you demand for travel, especially the higher-margin stuff, remains rock solid. At its core, Delta moves people and cargo across the U.S. and around the world with a fleet of roughly 1,300 aircraft. The Atlanta-based carrier generates the bulk of its money from passenger tickets, loyalty programs, and cargo, plus a refinery operation that helps manage some fuel costs internally. CEO Ed Bastian has steered the airline through recovery and back into consistent profitability, and the company now employs about 103,000 people. It's a classic cyclical name in the industrial sector, but one that's built a strong brand around reliability and premium offerings. Breaking down the top line, airline operations still dominate at around $58 billion in the most recent full year, while the refinery adds another $7 billion before inter-segment adjustments. The real story, though, is the mix inside that airline revenue. Premium cabins, corporate travel, and international long-haul routes have been the growth engines, helping offset the pressure from higher fuel and labor costs. That diversification into higher-yield segments is exactly why Delta can keep fares elevated even if oil prices ease a bit. On the earnings side, Delta just delivered another beat with adjusted EPS guidance, reaffirmed between $6.50 and $7.50 for the year. Revenue climbed nicely while they managed to hold margins despite a massive 7% spike in fuel expense. The key takeaway is that strong pricing power in premium and international segments is more than offsetting the cost headwinds, and management is signaling that elevated fares could stick around longer than many expect. In the latest earnings discussion, leadership highlighted durable demand across both leisure and business channels, noting that premium product continues to outperform. They pointed to disciplined capacity additions and diversified revenue streams as buffers against record fuel costs. Fleet modernization and the new AI tools helping during disruptions also got positive mentions, with customer satisfaction scores jumping noticeably. Overall, the tone stayed constructive even with the cost pressures, and the reaffirmation of guidance shows confidence that the current environment is manageable. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flow, Delta generated over $8 billion in operating cash last year and turned that into nearly $4 billion in free cash flow after CapEx. The company carries a decent amount of debt, but the current ratio sits below 1, typical for airlines with heavy lease and fuel obligations. Net profit margins have recovered nicely to around 5.8%, and return on equity is running near 19%, which is solid for this industry. They've also restarted and grown the dividend, though the yield remains modest at under 1%. When we run the numbers through our model, the fair value lands somewhere around $55. The stock is currently trading near 95, so that puts it well above the ballpark estimate. Forward multiples look stretched once you factor in the cyclical nature of fuel and economic sensitivity, and while earnings growth is real, the premium the market is paying feels optimistic given those risks. A gap of 30 to 40% to our rough fair value zone suggests the shares are pricing in a lot of perfection. Strengths include a powerful brand in premium travel, diversified revenue streams, and strong cash generation that supports fleet renewal and shareholder returns. Weaknesses center on high fixed costs, fuel price sensitivity, and balance sheet leverage that can amplify downturns. Opportunities lie in continued international expansion, digital tools that boost customer satisfaction, and potential industry consolidation if smaller carriers struggle. Threats include prolonged high oil prices, labor inflation, and any slowdown in consumer or corporate travel spending that could pressure yields. Over the past year, the stock has delivered a 54% gain, outpacing the broader industrial sector, with particularly strong moves in the last 3 and 6 months. Short-term action has been choppy, though, with a recent pullback of about 6% in the last week, which isn't unusual after a big run. The longer-term 5-year return sits above 100%, showing the recovery from pandemic lows has been impressive, but volatility remains a constant companion for airline names. So putting it all together, Delta is executing well operationally with premium demand holding up and guidance reaffirmed, but the valuation leaves little margin of safety at current levels. For long-term investors, this could be a name to watch for a pullback closer to that mid-50s zone before getting aggressive. As always, do your own homework and consider how much cyclical exposure fits your portfolio. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.